الحمد لله الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إقرارا به وتوحيدا وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما مزيدا أما بعد. So continuing, حفظكم الله with the book العقيدة الواسطية. الشيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله. And alhamdulillah, yesterday we completed chapter number 15, which was وصف الله بالعفو والمغفرة والرحمة والعزة والقدرة. Affirmation of the attributes of pardon, forgiveness, mercy, might and power for Allah as befitting His Majesty. And today, chapter number 16 is إثبات الاسم لله ونفي المثل عنه, affirmation of the name for Allah and negation of any like for Him. And Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, as we have seen from the beginning of the book, he mentions a number of verses under this chapter. And as we have a guest here from the brothers giving da'wah at the da'wah table downtown, we'll briefly explain for him, as he is a non-Muslim, the belief of al-Islam, which is a belief that is based upon revelation. It is a belief based upon al-fitrah, in accordance to the state that Allah Azza wa Jal Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created all of us upon. It is in accordance to logic, and it is the only correct belief as it relates to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who deserves all worship. And alhamdulillah, the religion of al-Islam is simple and it is clear. And the religion of al-Islam is the religion of every prophet and messenger, from the first of them to the last of them. Islam is the religion of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam. It is the religion of Nuh, Noah. It is the religion of Isa, Jesus, Musa, Moses, Abraham, Ibrahim, and the final prophet and messenger, the seal of them, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He tells us about the message of all of the prophets and the messengers when He said, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ اِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ. And to every nation we sent a messenger commanding them to worship Allah, to worship God alone without associating any partners, and to stay away from all false deities. This was the religion of every single prophet and messenger. We believe that God has names and attributes, and His attributes are specific to Him and befitting His Majesty. And we believe لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٌ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. There is nothing like Him, and He is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. We believe that God, who created us, who sustains us, who is in control of all affairs, solely deserves to be worshipped. Hence, the only monotheistic religion that exists upon the face of the earth today is al-Islam. Monotheistic meaning to single out God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with all worship. And the proof is as clear as the sun in the sky. Christianity is not a monotheistic religion. Why? Because they worship idols. They worship the cross. They believe that Jesus is the Son of God. Some of them believe that Jesus is God. Some of them believe in the Trinity. If you were to analyze the other religions, those who say that man is God, wal-iyadu billah, the 5% is and the like. Likewise, they are pagans because they worship men. As for the religion of Islam, then we only worship God alone without any partners. And we say He is the creator of all that exists and He deserves all of our worship. We do not worship a man, we do not worship a prophet, we do not worship an angel, we do not worship anything except for God subhanahu wa ta'ala. That in a crux is the foundation of the religion of Islam, At-Tawheed, which is to single out God with all worship. That is the key to paradise. If somebody dies upon that, worshipping God alone without ascribing any partners, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Man mata, whoever dies saying La ilaha illallah," meaning they say with their tongue, they believe it with their heart, and they implement what it requires from them, then certainly they will enter paradise. Even if they have shortcomings and even if they have sins. Without that, there's no entrance to paradise. And we believe as Muslims that the greatest crime, the greatest oppression is what? A shirk. To associate partners with Allah Azza wa Jal. And to associate partners with Allah Azza wa Jal, it falls into different categories. Somebody can ascribe partners to Allah Azza wa Jal by giving them attributes that are solely belonging to Allah Azza wa Jal. So if somebody comes and says, there's a human being, he has knowledge of the unseen, عنده علم الغيب, هذا مشرك. That individual is a polytheist. He's associated partners with Allah because he's given Allah, God's attributes to human beings. If somebody says there's a human being and they deserve to be worshipped, they're dead, we have to call upon them, they can help them. Like this religion they known as the Kemets, Egyptian paganism. It's on the rise because it's rooted in black nationalism. And that's when the lines get blurry. They believe you speak to your ancestors, they leave food out and feed the spirits. They're mushrikeen, polytheists. Because it's intertwined with black nationalism, it's on the rise. Wal-iyadu billah. And they hate al-Islam. If you hear some of their speech about al-Islam, I have a maqta. Listen how they speak about al-Islam. Showing you the danger of, nam, we reject white nationalism, the KKK and any prejudice and racist organization. But also we reject Arab nationalism, Uruba. We reject black nationalism as well. And I'll show you, listen how this black nationalist, he talks about al-Islam and he talks about Bilal radiallahu anhu. I'm going to play it for you. I can find it.
Muhammad comes, right, and then what happens? Oh, Muhammad, they took him as a slave and he freed him. Okay, so Muhammad got, if anyone's seen Django, so Muhammad got Stephen from Django. You know, the most loyal.
Look, he's saying that Bilal radiallahu an is like some individual from a movie or something called Django. And that's how the Prophet treated
him. Muhammad comes, right, and then what happens? Oh, Muhammad, they took him as a slave and he freed him. Okay, so Muhammad got, if anyone's seen Django, so Muhammad got Stephen from Django. You know, the most loyal black slave. Because he said, oh, okay, because Bilal was the first man to call the prayer and he was black. What does that mean to me? It means that Muhammad had a loyal black slave that he could pound his head and say, there you go, Bilal, go and do the first prayer. So Bilal was like, yes, master, I'll do the first prayer, master.
Look how he's talking about Bilal radiallahu anhu.
I'll do it. Thank you, master. Thank you. Don't sell me Bilal, bro. Because Bilal sounds like the most coonish house negro.
Look how he talks about Bilal. Usmi'ukum, so you know. This is the black nationalists in the UK. People that individuals are saying, no, because of race, we need to unite. We need to come together. Najtami' ma'ahum. Because, you know, we're in a time we're being subjected to prejudice and racism. Look how he's talking about Bilal radiallahu anhu. Nationalism, showing us the danger of nationalism, what it can lead to. That these individuals are blinded by nationalism to the extent, one, they're pagans, they're mushrikeen. Same doubts as the mushrikeen of old. But they hate Islam, bughdan.
Even to the extent, subhanAllah, in the UK, most probably many of you don't keep up to date with what's going on. These individuals now, they're even defending the white nationalists. They're even defending individuals that are similar to the KKK. Why? Because they all hate Muslims. So you have black nationalists, you have white nationalists come together against because of their hatred of the Muslims and al-Islam. That's in the UK.
And a shahid showing us, ikhwan, alhamdulillah, the religion of al-Islam is the only religion of truth. Walillah alhamd. Can you tell me about the belief of the Hebrew Israelites?
Well, truthfully, it's more than that.
Okay.
So a lot of these people you see in here, we don't know our culture. That is
what. Okay, I don't want you to give a lecture. We're not here to give a lecture. I asked you a question. Okay. I said, tell me about the belief of Hebrew Israelites. Well, and as for people not knowing culture, again, that's irrelevant.
Okay.
You know, we're not playing to an audience. Just answer the question. It's a question. Mm-hmm. Answer the question, and then we keep it moving. Okay. What do the Hebrew Israelites believe as it pertains to God?
Beginning of the Quran, what you said, they speak about the children of Israel, right?
Where's the beginning of the Quran? We're going to establish, when we talk on knowledge, not upon ignorance.
Okay.
I let you talk and I asked you, what do you believe? Firstly, where's the beginning of the Quran? Because you just made a statement, you said, in the beginning of the Quran. Where's the beginning of the Quran?
Listen.
Where is the beginning of the Quran? What's the beginning? Tell me the name of the surah. Exactly. So at the end of the day, you're talking without knowledge. That's the first point.
Listen. Right now, you're being biased and judgmental.
Firstly, I'm not.
You're not even letting me speak.
Firstly, you said, listen.
We know that the children of Israel is spoken of in the beginning of the Quran.
Firstly, where is the beginning of the Quran? I'm asking you. Simple question.
I can't quote your source.
Okay, so basically, you're talking without knowledge. You don't know where it is. You're just making a statement. You're making a statement without knowledge. So you're not well-versed, nor are you well-researched. Okay, that's the first point. So you're not well-versed, you're not well-researched, you don't know where the name of the surah, you don't know where it is, you're just saying, in the Qur'an. Do you know how big the Qur'an is?
Okay,
so we
understand.
You made a statement. I'm asking you to support your statement, which is simple. You said in the beginning of the Qur'an, I asked you a simple question based upon your statement. Where is the beginning of the Quran? Simple. You made a statement, support it. Where is it?
How about this? I'll explain it to you this way.
No. Answer the question.
We understand Isaac, right? And we understand Ishmael, right? We understand those two people, right?
Firstly, I've asked you your belief. You're coming back with the question. What do you believe as a Hebrew Israelite? See, this is the issue. Answer the question. Simple.
We believe in the Torah, the laws of Moses that was given to the children of Israel when they came out of Egypt.
What is the law?
The laws is in the book of Deuteronomy, Leviticus.
What are the laws? See, that's what I'm saying. You sound like a robot. Wait there.
Do you know how many laws?
Look, you sound like a robot. We believe in this, we believe in that. What are the laws of Moses that you believe in as it pertains to God? Explain.
Okay, now, when you speak about Christianity,
it's
laws of Moses.
Listen, brothers and sisters, this is why, alhamdulillah, the beauty of Islam. You see somebody who's meant to have a religion, they can't answer simple questions. I'm asking him a basic question. You mentioned the law. Firstly, he made a statement, can support it, in the beginning of the Quran. He doesn't know where the beginning of the Quran is. That's the first thing. Again, speaking without knowledge. Secondly, he made a statement, the laws of Moses. I'll ask him a simple question. What are the laws of Moses? Then he starts referring to Christians. I never asked you about Christians. I said, what are the laws? No, listen. What are the laws of Moses?
In the book of Exodus, it speaks about no graven images, no pagan gods, no none of that. For our ancestors, the children of Israel, that's what you're around you, are royal people, you know that. They are children of God.
Firstly,
you're not supposed to be listening to Israel.
Listen.
You're supposed to be listening to...
Now, the first thing and foremost, I'm asking, what do you believe?
Right.
Simple, let's go back again. Like, without getting animated and excited and screaming, let's be knowledge-based.
So you can hear me.
I can hear you very clear. What do you believe pertaining to God? Describe for me, right? God.
All right, now listen.
No, I don't want to listen. Answer the question. Not now, listen.
I'm trying to answer it according to the people that's in here.
No. Answer the question according to me, what I'm saying to you. Don't worry about the people. It's me and you.
Okay.
What do you believe about God?
Okay.
Describe for me God.
I believe in the teachings of Isa. When Isa has come here, right?
What did he see? This is. Let me give you an example. Let me stop you and help you, right? See, this is the beauty of Islam. I've asked him a simple question. What do you believe about God? Tell me about your God.
I'm about to tell you that.
Okay.
You're not listening.
Wait.
You're too busy trying to contradict yourself.
listen, firstly, you can't answer basic questions. Tell me about God. Okay, listen, come on.
I believe in the teaching of Isa. Isa has came so man can know righteousness and from good and evil. Now, Isa has told you about the Trinity, which is the Holy Spirit, that a man can be endowed with when he partakes in righteous deeds. That's what I'm saying. The same holiness that you see in me and also when I project my voice, and it's masculine. This is when a man can come.
So you have the Spirit of God in you?
Truthfully, I do not have the lie. You can see it.
Alhamdulillah. Look, subhanAllah, he claims to be God. He has the Spirit of God in him. Okay, listen. Okay, let's go off this. Alhamdulillah, this is beautiful. So we can see the beauty of Islam. Alhamdulillah. Alladhi hadana. Wa lillahi alhamd wal minna. Wa nashkuruhu wa nahmaduhu. Anhu waffaqana wa anjana min al kufri wal ilhad. Listen, simple question. You have the Spirit of God in you. That's what you're claiming.
That's what you call the Trinity, the Holy Spirit.
Okay, so look. This individual now, look how dalal. Firstly, isn't there a difference between the Creator and the created?
Yes.
So how can you have the Spirit of God in you?
When I said that Isa, he put the law to manifest righteousness so a man can become like him, become like the prophets which came in the name of God. You understand what I'm saying?
No, but you said you have the Spirit of God in you.
That's the Spirit of God when it's listen. God to come to you.
See, that's why...
God coming to you. You understand?
No, firstly, let me be patient. That's,
you understand?
Listen. I understand that you're misguided and you don't understand, right? That's why I understand. Your statement. That's why, alhamdulillah, you should just listen, open your heart, make it wide, now ask God to guide you and be sincere. Don't just come and argue. Because like I said, it's clear that you're not really well-versed in what you're saying. Firstly, you are a human being, right? You are a servant from the servants of God. You accept that. Do you accept that? Yes, wait. Do you accept that you are a servant?
In a sense, yes, I'm a servant of the Creator.
Okay, exactly.
But I'm a servant of Jesus also.
So basically, a servant...
He's also black too, but y'all say...
Listen, firstly, it doesn't matter. Listen, firstly, look. Now he said, I'm a servant of Jesus.
Right.
Listen, so therefore you're a polytheist. You worship man. Jesus was a man.
No. See, that's what I was saying. The Spirit of God dwelled in Jesus. That's how he was a prophet. He spoke on behalf of God to lead the creation.
See, that's why you're lost. At the end of the day, I'll refute you. Okay. Clearly, you rely upon the Bible?
Yes.
Okay, according to the Bible, right, which we believe has been altered and twisted, why does Jesus say, my Father, meaning he, and even we don't refer to God, Allah, as being Father, because he never referred to himself as that, right? Why have you forsaken me? So at the end of the day, he clearly wasn't God. Jesus, wait. Jesus used to prostrate himself to God.
Right?
Even so, at the end of the day, let me ask you another question. Did Jesus come to confirm the commandments of Moses?
Yes, he did.
Okay, so the commandment of Moses... Wait, let me finish. The commandments of Moses was to worship the one true God. So at the end of the day, you're a paganist. You're a polytheist. You're not a monotheistic individual.
You don't understand what I'm saying.
No, I'm understanding clearly. You claim that you have the Spirit of God in you, which is absolute misguidance.
Listen.
You're a human being. Rather, listen, this is where you're getting confused. This is where you are getting confused. Just humble yourself. At the end of the day, it's okay for us to be wrong. You're a man. You can be wrong. Wait, no, you can be wrong. We're having a dialogue, but you're wrong in the dialogue. You can be right, you can be wrong. It's simple. I'll give you the Islamic belief. I asked you a question which you couldn't answer. It wasn't clear to anyone. We would have all left here, right, not knowing who your God is, nor who do you worship. Because one minute you said, the Spirit of God entered me. Then you said, I'm a servant of Jesus. So we still leave here confused. Us for Muslims, we can give you a simple explanation. قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. I can ask a child to recite it for you if you want. Say, he is God, he is one. Allahu samad. لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. He doesn't have a father, nor does he have parents, nor does he have children. Simple. And there's nothing like him. Jesus came to worship that one God, to command the people to worship that one God. The same call as Moses, the same call as Abraham, the same call as Adam, the same call as the final prophet Muhammad, to worship the one true God. As a human being, see all this, you know, Jesus was black. You know, you people think, no, firstly, we don't put any image on any of the prophets. We were not there. But it wouldn't matter if he was white. Because at the end of the day, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The best of you before God are those who have the most piety, not the color of your skin. You sound like a supremacist.
No.
It doesn't matter what color somebody is. So at the end of the day, and I'm going to finish here because I have a lesson to continue with. I have a lesson. No, no, I'm not. At the end of the day, may Allah guide you and rectify your affairs. I have a lesson here. We could talk maybe later on. You come back another day, we can sit down and we could discuss maybe in more detail. The religion is simple. The true religion is simple. To worship God alone without any partners, who created you and created the whole of mankind. God, there is nothing like Him. And He has attributes of perfection and beautiful names. We worship Him alone the way that the prophets, they taught us. As for, you know, the Holy Ghost just entered me, that's a lot of nonsense. The Spirit of God entered me, that is a lot of nonsense. That is man-made claims to justify madness in a name of religiosity. That's all it is. At the end of the day, if a person to be pious and guided, they have to be upon the way of the prophets. Meaning in terms of their belief, in terms of their actions, in terms of their conduct. And that means what? That God guided them. That's what it means. So anyway, let me continue with my lesson. We'll talk on another date.
The first commandment says,
لكن الحمد لله. That's a shahid, ikhwan. Alhamdulillah for the ni'mah of guiding us to Islam. Look how our belief is clear. Somebody asks me, what do you believe about God? I don't have to tell them, you know, look here, look there. Bam. We believe about Allah that He is one. He has perfect attributes. There is nothing like Him. He is Ar-Rahman. He is the most merciful. He is Al-Ghafoor, the unforgiving. He is Al-Afu, the ever-pardoning. We can go on and on and on. The religion of Islam is beautiful. The religion of Islam is a religion of beauty because it's so clear. That's why, Alhamdulillah, huwa al-haq al-mubin.